fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis, bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis, bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1 with
Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side of the news. And don't forget, we're on WCRS at 92.7 and 98.3.
Indeed.
My new used car actually gets WCRS on the radio, not just GRN, which I can get pretty much anywhere inside of 270. My new used car has a good radio in it. Cracked speaker or two, but hey. Gets good gas mileage, and it's getting me around.
What
baby.
Year is it if it's got
We're not going to talk
radio.
About years. It's vintage.
The farther
it's
back
vintage,
you
baby.
Go, the better
the, car is
the radios.
That's right.
I mean, they used to sell the car by selling the radio.
Hey, it's got a 1999 radio in it. Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, 1956, so, we can go out to the car and listen to the Dodgers versus the Yankees.
I'm wondering, like, soon people are going to be driving used, you know, SUV vans with, you know, with video screens in it and all kinds of gear. And it's not going to be that easy to fix all that stuff, is it, Bob?
No, in fact, that's why passive technology is better than all
so
of
there,
those frills.
There might be more work for your buddy there. That was Michael, is that the mechanic, your friend?
Yeah, Michael Reese.
Takes care of your fleet. Michael Reese. There might be more work for things like that. But in the meantime, there's big work and big noise coming out of that Washington, D.C. again. Mr. Mueller is trying to step off the stage. And so he
only
some
took
things
8
up.
Minutes. Mm. 8 minutes to kind of step off the stage,
right.
And it appears to make it clear that Trump wasn't exonerated.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't. So does that mean that Donald Trump's been lying to the American public? Yes.
Yes.
That's
just
obvious,
what year?
An obvious answer.
Did he
there.
Start in 89? Was it prior to that?
Did you hear anything, though, from Mueller that might have been new or different, or did he emphasize something that needed to be?
Yeah, he emphasized that he was handing off, and he expected other institutions,
right.
Meaning the Congress,
exactly,
to follow the House, to
yeah.
follow through
right.
what was in his report.
Mm-hmm.
He made it clear again that it wasn't up to him to bring criminal charges, and what was policy was, in fact, that they would investigate at all possibilities, which
right.
now they're all getting it.
But it's policy.
Nadler, yes.
Nadler is the man to watch. He's definitely going to be on it, and he's going to hopefully do his job. But the thing about the policy that you bring up, and this is what I wasn't quite sure about, Tom Hartman was talking about this,
who you can listen to on WGRN.
And he was saying that the Constitution doesn't actually say that the president cannot be indicted or charged with crimes. It's just policy from the Justice Department. And so how far back does that policy go? I'm confused.
Well, I'm not exactly when they put it in place, but there was a variety of policies set in the Nixon years, some new policies adopted.
Yeah, there was some memo or something that was...
Right. That, and again, recall that a variety of people, once they left office, including Holderman and Ehrlichman, actually went to jail. G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah,
who wrote a book about it.
Came out and had a great career on Fox, right?
A variety of people that actually were government officials, not the president, ended up being tried criminally and doing jail time.
Yes, but not the president because he resigned. And did he have a deal? I don't remember that, but he must have had a deal then that if he resigned, they wouldn't prosecute.
Officially, Ford
pardoned him.
That's right.
The big pardon, which might have been a deal behind closed doors.
Yeah, which also really destroyed Ford's chances of being elected for the first time.
They kept closing the door on Ford's head over and over again, probably.
Well, you recall that he was appointed. He was the first person appointed vice president because it was under a new constitutional provision passed after the assassination of John Kennedy, right? That's the old trick question in political science. Well, who was the vice president for Johnson after Kennedy was assassinated? And the answer is nobody.
Wow, okay.
Because they had to pass a new constitutional amendment.
All right.
So for the remainder of that first term. Yeah, and then when he ran for re-election, that's when he picked HHH, Hubert Horatio Humphrey.
But so under Nixon, Spiro had to step down.
Yes.
He had his own
taking bribes,
crimes. Yes.
Getting payoffs
right.
From when he was governor of Maryland.
Wasn't Rockefeller vice president for a little while?
Yeah, because you appoint Ford after... Of course, to the vice presidency after Spiro Agnew resigns, and then Nixon resigns.
Oh, that's right. So Ford moves up and becomes our first
unelected president.
Okey-doke. Right.
Not being on any ticket, and then Rockefeller becomes the vice president.
All right.
And
Rocky.
Do you recall how Rocky went out? One of his as he was taking
that when
a train.
He was flipping the bird?
Yes.
Is that the famous, yes, indeed.
Yeah, where those hippies were harassing him on a train. As he's leaving.
Myself and another hippie friend of mine got Ronald Reagan to flip us off when we were downtown greeting his limo. It was kind of we figured a badge of honor, you know.
The best I got was former state senator Eugene Watts. And it was all because
I'm sure there's been more than that.
Well, a lot of people have, but
I doubt it severely.
Does this count? He gave me one of those.
European even.
Yes.
Yeah, Italian. The full fist.
But here's the reason why. This really upset me. I wrote that, I turned him in for getting lap dances from being paid for by a lobbyist named Tommy Strussen.
Uh-huh.
Is that he was lobbying. He'd take these state reps and senators out to
set him up with a date.
Special lap. And I argued that since he gave the $50 for the lap dance and the tux to Watts, and Watts gave it to the girl, it was unreported gifts from a lobbyist.
There you go.
So then he got mad. Then it was another thing, is that Les Wexner had, there was a rule that you could give anyone $500 who is an elected official, and they didn't have to report it if it was $500 or under.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to pancake. Now, pancaking was an old... That is, if you're Les Wexner, you can't give $500 from the Limited,
and then
$500 from the Victoria's Secrets, and $500 from New Albany Development, right?
Yeah.
That was... Because he had
but
the...
But if they're all different tax numbers...
They were
in different corporations.
But if the same guy has the controlling interests, CEO or majority holder, you couldn't do that. And then what he did, it turned out that he had been paid $1,500 from Wexner to show up for this dinner with some friends of Les. And what happened is Watts didn't show up. So I wrote the obvious. It was worth $1,500. Anyone who's ever met Watts knows he's such a loud, obnoxious braggart and perhaps alcoholic that it was well worth the $1,500 to pay him to stay away.
I see.
So was my opinion that Wexner had paid him the money.
So
he wouldn't show
not
up.
Not to show up. Yeah. I like that.
Because Wexner, he's
like
a gentleman.
Theory.
He's
that
polite. He understands a decent dinner
somewhat.
Party.
Yeah.
And do you really want an out-of-control Watts there?
Well, speaking of gentlemen. All right. There's this fellow McGann.
And scholars.
There's this fellow McGann who was the acting FBI head, right, who also has moved on, correct?
Indeed.
And he also was speaking of our glorious leader, And basically,
may he reign for 1,000 years.
Okay. And he also seems to indicate that he believes the man has broken the law and is a liar. So, you know, you just got to continue to wonder what it's going to take. But, of course, Trump's response to Mueller and you know, was that Mueller was conflicted, he said. He's conflicted. That's what he's saying about him. So,
well, he's on. Well, but Trump is the world's greatest psychoanalyst.
He's got it all figured out. I mean, you wonder why he's conflicted. Maybe he's afraid he's going to have his soul stolen, as Comey reminded us. You know, this is what Trump does. He'll take your soul eventually. So, watch out where you go, Bob. You might end up losing your soul to the Trump operatives.
I'm too old to lose my soul now.
As a matter of fact,
I mean, the soul was only up for sale when I was much younger and had much more energy.
As a matter of fact,
selling your soul to the devil meant something then, right? I mean, if I could have got some good licks
back then.
Good licks down at the crossroads, but
yeah, absolutely.
Everybody already knows those riffs.
And a blues star.
I mean, you even know all those riffs, do you not?
Not really.
If you had a guitar here.
Not much. I one or two, but, you know, I wouldn't get very far as a guitar player. I'd have to fake it with the vocals and wail on a harp.
But all the riffs, though, really
but
were.
But I've definitely had my
were
soul
originally
challenged.
All on the acoustic guitar, were they not?
Yeah, of course they were. Of course they were. So they're easily learned, but if you really want to get them down tight, you got to meet the devil. That's really the way it works. At least that's my understanding of it. So speaking of devils, the devil that...
But couldn't you just meet Trump?
Well,
speaking
of that devil, he seems to be really afraid of the name of a man. Well, actually, a dead man's name that's attached to a boat. So when he was in Japan, apparently they covered McCain's name. Not only on the boat, but on the people who were on the ship, they wore hats that had McCain's name on it, and they weren't allowed to be seen in that general area, right? Oh, boy. It just goes on and on.
Well, because it said McCain.
Yeah, yeah. He's afraid of McCain.
Well, he's the commander-in-chief.
He's afraid of a boat named after McCain. This is how crazy it's getting.
Well, one day they'll be the world's biggest boat named after Donald Trump, just like he used to have that massive yacht.
Well, he had pointed out at one point the Republicans have better boats than Democrats.
In 1 year, right, they now say that 2% of all the IRS losses in America were attributed to Trump's taxes.
That's right. Yeah, he was almost 2% of
but
what
at the
was
same
the national
time, you know, he had this gaudy,
loss.
Massive yacht.
Well, see, he knows how to live. You got
well, when you're that poor, you own the banks.
Or as he asked the guy in that when he went down to Florida after one of the hurricanes or Carolinas, whose boat is this boat? When he saw the boat, and you know, he gets right at it. That's really what he does. Boats are impressive.
Well, here's what's impressive:
Republicans have bigger boats.
Despite losing, you know, more than $1 billion, at least he didn't turn to the Russian mafia to launder money through his casinos and his various buildings. That would have been wrong. I don't care. I don't care if you go now to Google and enter in Donald Trump and Russian mafia money laundering. I don't care if there's 5 million hits. I don't care what Forbes says in the New Yorker.
Only 5 million.
Business Insider. They have it all wrong, and they shouldn't be looking back at all that data, okay?
Right. And he wasn't obstructing anything because there was no
crime.
And
I'm sure Putin wouldn't be blackmailing him.
It wasn't the obstruction that he was obstructing wasn't a crime because it wasn't a crime what he did in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm beginning to understand.
A lot of that money laundering all occurred before he was president. This is WGRN 94.1.
Indeed, we're also on WCRS, but WGRN is known as the Green Renaissance, and this is the other side of the news.
And WCRS is 92.7.
Hey, I'm Dan Dugan.
98.3.
All righty. Indeed.
I am.
Dr. Bob
Fitrakis. Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob Fitrakis. Well, on a much more serious subject that we just need to talk about, 13 states, including our wonderful Buckeye State, have adopted insane anti-choice laws. And it just seems to – it's going to just continue till the Supreme Court of the United States takes one of the state's cases, right? Is that how it goes?
Usually the key thing to look for is when the circuits disagree. When one of the appeals court federal circuits
– has overturned.
The sixth or the ninth backs – overturns Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Then usually it has to be settled law. And that's when the Supreme Court decides to take it on an application, which, of course, a writ of cert or certiorari from the Latin to make certain.
Okay.
But
and then
but it's their choice, right? They get to pick which one is coming forward. You remember that there was only a few circuits. We were in one in the sixth that said the states didn't have to marry same-sex people. So the Supreme Court stepped in and made the law the same throughout the United States. And
but you don't have to bake cakes for same-sex marriages. They did uphold that.
The notion, because cake baking is an art, an artistic expression. Were they to go there and ask for a generic cake without two same-sexers?
Right.
Dressed up in their wedding garb, even though they weren't same-sexing, but they were, it was clearly a same-sex cake. The Supreme Court, in its infinite wisdom, infinite wisdom, I'm a member of the
body. So if they, but if they pick, if they pick an anti-abortion law, they're going to go for one that would most readily overturn Roe versus Wade?
No, I'm thinking they'll probably, because of precedent, pick one that's more reasonable. Right? They won't pick like the Alabama. Yeah, no exceptions for incest and rape.
And Louisiana's was draconian also.
And the fourth day a sperm is in the canal looking for an egg. Jesus. You can't interfere.
Oh, my God. It's
unbelievable.
They're
not going to take one of the extremes.
Okay, so in other words, they would pick something that doesn't seem extreme,
right?
But at the same time, they're looking for one that will hope for their side. They're hoping to overturn Roe versus Wade, or are they just hoping to just gut it as it is and not go right after the?
I think they're far more likely to say back off a month. Or so, rather than, 8 weeks, like the heartbeat bill in one of the states was described as 8 weeks.
In Ohio,
it's when the heartbeat appears. Well, how exactly do you know what day that is?
Yeah.
No, and again, one of the odd things that often is overlooked is, of course, that historically – in many areas, is that you were allowed to have an abortion back in the 1800s up into so-called quickening. Quickening used to be the standard, which was about the fourth month when the baby was moving.
So these
bills are even more draconian than the bills in the 1800s.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Than way back then. Wow. I didn't know that. That's
amazing. Was a long standard, which was quickening. Well, when the baby began, you could feel the baby kicking and tossing and turning, usually around the fourth month. Prior to that, it was,
Well, one obstacle to all of these anti-choice laws are corporations like Walt Disney, Netflix, and other showbiz industry filmmakers who have already said they may not go back to Georgia to make further films if that law is still standing. So in some odd twisted way, maybe there are solutions through our fine capitalist system,
capitalist system, and also our federal system, where people will go to states, creative people, those in the movie industry will go to the states that have more reasonable choice laws.
Right, exactly. So, but it means losing commerce for a lot of these states if they continue to try to do what they're doing, which is taking women's rights away. And it's I do think in the long run it boomerangs on them. But in the meantime, this small minority of crazy Christians, and not just, you know, your typical nice Christians, but the really dyed-in-the-wool fundamentalists are calling the shots at this point. So,
no, absolutely. And it looks like a coordinated assault, right? 13 states this year alone, 2019. And Trump, of course, is about Trump. Trump will give whatever, toss whatever red meat the far right, you know, and religious fundamentalists want, as long as it aids his reelection. He doesn't care if he appoints the most reactionary far right people to the courts in U.S. history.
As long as it's and in fact, bringing out none of it, rabid supporters.
Yeah, none of it applies to him, right? Is, you know,
right.
You know, whether people are.
Because he doesn't really care.
Anyway. No, he absolutely doesn't care.
Sure.
Doesn't believe at him. Is contemptuous of him.
He went on a Jesus kick the other day. That was really sincere.
Yeah, well, the last time he went on one, he couldn't pronounce the correct book of the Bible.
Oh, man. Gee, an illiterate Christian. How unique.
It was like 2 Corinthians. Everyone knows it's 2 Corinthians.
Would you care to shift the subject then and talk about the state of Ohio?
Talking about
and what
First
went
Corinthians.
On in Dayton and the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan and their gathering over there?
Well, again, you
and
had,
you were there, correct?
Yes, I was. I was there,
okay,
representing the Free Press and observing as a legal observer. And
right.
There were a reported, we got a consensus on this, 9 Klan members, but in the finest tradition of the Klan.
They turned 9 people out for their rally. Yeah.
Well, we don't know if anyone was there watching them, but this is an absolutely true story. I mean, you
they're
had a
people,
massive
though.
Fence to
they're
go
all
through,
good people. Yeah.
Followed by another fence, followed by then a dash across a public square. And once you got there, there was another fence and another fence. So you literally would have had to broke through 4 fences.
Yeah, that's what I... yeah, okay.
So, and I tested these fences, being a journalist.
That's good.
I did
that's
note good. A small weakness in the far end of the first fence, but I'm not sure
Other
if you
that,
made it through there.
Fences.
You still had to break through the second fence on the front side
of
the
side
square,
hear each
and then
other
you had to
much?
Run across, and then you had to break through the 2 other fences.
Right,
and there were police officers, of course, with assault rifles and with scopes and snipers up on buildings that were with law enforcement. So in my case, I realized, you know, once I would have managed to get through that first fence and stumble into the second fence. and maybe even if I'd got through there, I would have been calling upon the police to arrest me.
I would have thought your buddy Jerry Bello would have been the first one through the fences. But anyway.
Out of breath.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. They're too far away. And they didn't bring any amplification.
So
you couldn't hear their chants.
Aha. Uh-huh. You were so far away, you couldn't hear them. So obviously... Except there might have been some bullhorns on the anti-Klan protesters.
Well, there were plenty.
And roughly how many people were there to protest?
Well, the mainstream says 600. I think probably closer to 1,000.
Closer to 1,000, yeah.
And a lot of them were, there was some organized resistance on Tifa and others. But a lot of the people who showed up were simply looked like regular black citizens. Primarily black citizens who are just really pissed off with, you got to be kidding me. It's 2019.
Yeah.
This is Dayton.
Right.
Where in the hell did the Klan come from?
Mm-hmm.
And why are the police spending? They spend like $750,000.
Right.
You know, nearly $100,000 per Klan member.
Again, there's some good people on that side. I mean, our president.
Well, Donald Trump has pointed it out. You know,
absolutely.
There are Hitler, Mussolini, George Wallace.
Yeah. George Wallace, yeah. Maddox, Lester Maddox.
They're just a hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. The salt of the earth.
Sure enough. James Earl Ray. But anyway, speaking of Rays, so there's some information that you might have received involving a Stingray device.
Well, there's been talk. I was at a Columbus, defense attorney meeting the other day.
Okay.
And there's beginning to be talk. Ohio's on a list where we're not real sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's put out by the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Frontier Foundation.
Yeah, okay. And they monitor sort of, you know, the use of new technology to spy on people in the U.S. and violate our rights. And we can't get the police here to really tell us whether or not they have one of these. Stingrays, which is a
fake. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, please. Stingray really is, it's a fake wireless carrier tower. That essentially it's a device that does the same thing as
receive all the cell calls.
Yeah, it receives the cell calls. And in this case, it mimics a cell tower. So, you know, it knows where you are.
Suck it all
up.
All
got your electronic serial number. It's catching all of your data if it wants from your phone. It can suck all that up. But it's a man in the middle. It's like they're creating a fake a cell tower.
Right.
And grabbing all your data and all your info.
Uh-huh.
And they can track people this way. We know a lot of agencies, the FBI, the DEA, you know, ICE, a lot of them use these so-called stingrays. Sometimes they're called Harris devices.
Harris or harass?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this is here at Don Scott Airfield, right?
Oh, well, we haven't verified that yet, but we're going to look into this to see, call up and see, you know, if they're flying around in planes like they are in other cities. Michigan, for example, up north, its state and local police have these Stingray devices.
Okay. And there was
these were
didn't
created.
Didn't that letter say something about Indianapolis has the plane it was here or something to that
states,
effect?
Different cities. But the key thing, you know, that we're looking at is these were invented to catch terrorists, international terrorists, and now they're being used for, you know, jaywalking. We got them dead to rights, right. Dan Dugan, jaywalking.
Well, I'm glad. As we come to the end of the show, I just wanted to say I'm really glad we were able to get that out on the air because otherwise people might think all you're concerned about is marijuana and lame cartoons for the free press. But anyway.
But I love lame cartoons.
Me too.
This
I
is
also
Bob
love
Petrakis.
The show.
Love the show because it's the
other side
of the news, and that's
indeed.
The other guy, Dan Dugan.
All right, Dan.
Of the Dueling Dugans.
GRN.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Petrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.